He will convince the world of sin. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is quite common for a priest to notice in the lives of those who are his subjects that very often they do not advance in the spiritual life. And this is usually because of the fact that there is some unmortified imperfection or some sin which they have not given up. And this is something which we finally realize that at a certain stage you have to think to yourself, is this person a recidivist? And what is a recidivist? A recidivist is one who frequently falls into the same sin after repeated confession and without any effort of emendation. In other words, the recidivist is someone who is a repeated sinner, but he goes to confession, confessing the same sin over and over again, but he never has any purpose of amendment. He does not have an intention of getting his life in order. What are the signs of a recidivist? The first is going to confession and confessing the same sins over and over again. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't confess those sins that you've fallen into over and over again. But what I'm saying is that this is one of the signs that a person is a recidivist, that he keeps going to confession and that there's these same sins. But it also takes into consideration the fact that he doesn't take any means to overcome his sin, whether it is venial or mortal. And this means ultimately that he has no purpose of amendment. In other words, he goes to confession, but when he says, and to sin no more, or to amend my life, it has no meaning ultimately because he intends to sin again in the future, ultimately because he does not want to be separated from his sin. He often goes to confession to get rid of the dirty feeling or the pangs of conscience because of the fact that sin tends to gnaw away at us. But he does not intend to change his ways. And ultimately this means he has a certain complacency in his sin. There are those who do not often fall into mortal sin, but they can repeatedly fall into the venial sins without any real intention of stopping them, such as sins of speech, talking about people, things of this sort. They have an attachment. They take joy in doing these things, and so even though they'll confess them because they feel bad that they've done it, they in fact have delight in their soul when they do it. Then there is a general lack of charity, since he does not have a burning desire to purify himself, to make himself pleasing to God. If he really loved God, he would take whatever means were necessary to root out any imperfection, any sin, or any disorder in his soul. But he does not. He has no charity because he's not really interested in that. He's only interested in the love of self. Because why? Well, he loves the joy or the delight he gets out of committing his sin. And so as a result, there's no improvement in avoiding sin. So how do you distinguish a recidivist from just a habitual sinner? Well, the signs that one are not a recidivist are that one is advancing and overcoming at least one of one's sins or imperfections. St. Teresa of Avila observes that we should pick the predominant fault, the sin that's the worst, usually, or the defect that's the worst, and take the means to root it out. Doesn't mean we let the other ones go, but it just means that we focus and concentrate on that. So if someone is actually trying to root out and sincerely trying to root out vice in their life, then they're not a recidivist. He is sincerely trying to avoid the occasion of sin and trying the various means to overcoming sin. That doesn't mean that when he tries it, it doesn't necessarily. Some things work for some people, some things work for other people. Generally, the holier you are, pretty much everything works for you. But the point being is that he is taking means to overcoming it. The recidivist doesn't take any means because he has no purpose of amendment. So when he walks out of the confessional, he walks around blithely and he just commits the same sin again without even thinking too much about it. Repeatedly falling into sin is not itself a sign that one is a recidivist as long as the person is honestly trying to overcome the sin. And weakness is not necessarily a sign of being a recidivist either. Most Catholics fall into the same venial sins and have to confess those same sins every time they go to confession. And that should be a sign to us. Are we repeating the same sin over and over again? And if we are, then we should be standing back and looking to ourselves and see, am I really serious about rooting this thing out of my life? But their dispositions need not be suspect of those who fall into the same sins, necessarily, for it is very difficult to avoid venial sins of a particular species to which one is by habit inclined. Even those who lead a good life in the religious state are for the most part liable to commit the same venial sins frequently. They should be exhorted to conceive a greater sorrow for the same particular venial sin which they desire to be rid of, or of some past sin. And therefore any real defect in disposition would thus be remedied. But there brings up a particular difficulty. If a person is a recidivist, if they have no purpose of amendment, then they have no true contrition for their sin. And that means that then in the end, the priest cannot absolve them in confession. So when somebody comes in and they're repeatedly committing mortal sins, the priest often has to ask, you know, what means are you taking? You know, are you doing something to get this out of your life? Is it better than it used to be? Things like that. And if the person says, yes, it's improved, or yes, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, then that suffices, because the person is trying to make he does have a purpose of amendment. He's trying to amend his life. But if he's not doing anything, then he doesn't have contrition. And it means he can't absolve the person, because you cannot absolve somebody who does not, or willfully does not have contrition for sin. So this is something that's very serious. How to overcome it if you happen to be a recidivist? Well, you have to be serious about amending your life. And this means it's largely a matter of your will. Are you going to follow your appetites? If you are, then you're going to end up a recidivist, more than likely. Or are you going to follow the faith? That is what the church teaches us, and how we are to overcome it, and the sorrow we are to have for our sins. And if you are going to follow your faith, then there's a choice that has to be made. You can say acts of charity. As this will incline you to get your act together, because you will love God. In other words, in those old prayer manuals, they have acts of charity. If you say those frequently, that'll give you a zeal to want to root out the sin. And, of course, Scripture tells us charity covers a multitude of sins, so that those who, in fact, advance in charity find that sin just evaporates on its own because of the fact that they're becoming holier. You can avoid the occasions of sin. And this means having a certain vigilance, watching out for those occasions and making sure that you avoid them. And that's the person, places, and things. You can take counsel from a priest on how to overcome your predominant fault. If it is a mortal sin, you can meditate on the fires of hell, because that's where recidivists end up, provided they don't, of course, have final penitence. If it's venial, you can meditate on the temporal punishment due to sin, that is, that you will have to pay back in purgatory, or just the disorders that sin introduces into the soul. And so you can meditate on those and have a certain hatred and loathing for them, and that will help you to avoid the sin in the future. And then finally, like with all defects, you can do prayer, mortification, and penance, and this will help to remove the defect. So don't be a recidivist. Go to confession frequently, but make sure you're advancing. And how do you know you're advancing? Less frequency of the sin, the purpose of amendment, and things of this sort, that is, the seriousness of your desire to overcome them, that will be signs to you that you're not a recidivist. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.